Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstcclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up at 3 o'clock, Woolchuck will have your NFL news of the day. 3:20, Bobby Corella talking Mavs, and at 4:20, our guy Cy Young is going to join us. Here's Broadus. Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Woolchuck said a lot already about thanking everybody for hanging out with us those 3 days for the draft. That is so much fun to have the interaction, not only with the crew that we're able to work with, but also the fans and stuff like that. It's just so impressive at the end of it when people, you know, step up and reach out to you and say, hey, you know, really appreciate all the coverage. And it's a lot of work to do, but we do appreciate the opportunity to do it for you. I know I do. I don't take that for granted at all. And I just want to say the guys and gals that I work with, man, they hit it out of the park, because I've worked with some guys that done a lot of great work.
Really good people.
Yeah, really good people. But this one, it just seemed like you guys just took it upon yourself to say, okay, I'm going to try and learn 200 guys too. And the thing that I enjoy the most is when pick 237 is being made and we got scouting reports about that player.
Yeah.
That's to me where this is all, where it all makes sense. And so I just want to thank everybody out there that works so hard on this, but also that you guys and gals that listen to us as well. Means a lot. I also want to say happy birthday to my son Bennett today. I know they're listening
birthday,
down there.
Buddy.
Yeah, they're listening down there in Austin right now. And
is this the big 2-1?
2-0.
Oh, 2-0. Okay.
He might as well be 21.
Okay. Yeah. So have his first beer next year together.
Yeah, first beer, yeah.
First beer next year.
He enjoys hanging out with the Wooly Bully.
Who doesn't,
yeah,
man?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I know, it's a shocker.
He was like, man, my guy could drink some vodka now. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, well, you know, he probably thought the same thing about you too, you know, as well. But happy birthday, Bennett, man. I just always remember before that, he was born 3 days after the 04 draft. And I remember Parcells saying, he goes, well, you're going to miss that birth, aren't you? And I'm like, I looked at him. No. I'm like, no, you nuts. You know, he's like, oh, you're not. I'm like, no, if he's born during the draft, you can handle it. You could be fine. You'll do good.
General manager misses son's birth.
Yeah.
Scout on the squad.
Yeah.
Gets to go see son be born.
Yeah, I was just kind of like, I didn't even, this was the only one I was going to have, the only child I was going to have. I was not going to miss that, my child's birth on that. So anyway, but Bill, that's the way he is, so. I love him for a lot of reasons, but not that one.
Bill probably thought you had a little Philip Rivers in you. Probably thought you had many more cracks at
exactly
at
yeah,
this.
Exactly. But. Hey, okay. Well, let's do something. We've all kind of talked about with Guyton and Nealon and BB and guys like that. Your favorite pick that was made, say, rounds 3 through 7. Your favorite pick that you had.
Well, okay, so we've talked about BB. BB is the guy for me. I mean, yeah. Cooper BB's my favorite pick that they made. I would say, honestly, Fournoy, this wide receiver, really, really intrigues me as a pick that the Cowboys made. Now, they needed, I think, some wide receiver depth, because you're looking at a situation where Brandon Cooks is going to be out of contract.
Mm-hmm.
But Fournoy is quite the athlete. And when we got to talk with him, he comped his game and said people say that he plays a lot like Dez Bryant. when he gets the ball in his hands, you can see some of that. He is very difficult to bring down, but he is explosive. He is going to bring a playmaking element with speed that I don't think anybody in that receiver room outside of your top two guys with CeeDee and Brandon Cooks provides you. I think when we get to Oxnard, he's going to be the guy that is turning heads, that we're all looking around like, holy crap, did they maybe steal something here? I don't know how productive he's going to be as a rookie, but I wouldn't be stunned if he starts to compete with Jalen Tolbert by the end of the season.
Yeah, I was super impressed with, you know, when you start to talk about a player that went to school at Southeast Missouri, you're kind of thinking, okay, who missed this guy? You know, who in the Big Ten or Big 12 missed this guy as a player? Because he's got physically, he's ideal for a wide receiver. When you 6'1 and 202 pounds. And I think there's an element of smoothness to his game.
Agreed.
And the balance and the body control. And I think that, you know, catching the ball away from his body, I don't know how strong the learning curve is going or how steep the learning curve for this guy is. Because I think he's really a natural catcher of the football. And I don't think he struggles or labors at all in that area. And I don't know if he has, where he might struggle a little bit is with the route tree stuff.
Sure.
You know, because I just don't think it's Southeast Missouri that they ran a lot of really complex routes or combination routes or stuff like that. But where he was able to shine is, though, you watch him during the year, and then the Senior Bowl stuff, that showcased his talent a little bit more for people out there. So I like the pick a lot. Did you have a receiver? I had Rice. I had Jerry Rice.
Brendan Rice. We were both sitting there like, what is this guy saying?
This kid's fine. But I was kind of wondering about with Rice and his situation and why, you know, me personally, I think I would have probably gone that direction. I'll tell you another pick I really, really liked. We were talking about him earlier, was Keelan Carson from Wake Forest.
Mm-hmm.
I was impressed with him. You know, I'm glad they didn't sit there and reach for the running back. Once the running back got out of that third round pick was gone, I'm like, don't reach. Just play this thing out. Let's see how but they picked a kid in with Carson. He's a what we call a field corner. So what he does, he plays into the field. We have boundary corners and field corners. And boundary corners have the sideline to use as an extra defender. This kid plays the field side of it. And so it means he covers a lot of space over there. And I think this is where all of a sudden maybe you could start to talk about a guy that can maybe play some nickel stuff for you, because he's got size and he's got some length to him.
Yeah.
And he's kind of a disruptive man coverage type of a player. He's competitive. He's fiery. He's got quick feet. He stays connected to the receiver. We always talk about the instincts, the fluidity in the hips and things like that. I was super impressed with his ability to you know, that you watch him play and how he's able to run with guys.
Mm-hmm.
I always talk about, hey, how do you carry a guy? Carry a guy inside. I think he could do that. I mean, I love corners that could play the in-breaking routes. And this kid's got that size, and he's got the length.
What do you think kept him from getting drafted sooner?
There were so many corners in this draft.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say this kid got lost.
I think so, too. I mean, Kalen King was another guy we were talking about, Penn State.
Yeah.
And that didn't even go off the board. But now Carson's another guy he's going to tackle.
Yeah.
I mean, he had, I think it was four games with five or more tackles. He is physical. He does not. I mean, you watch him against Keon Coleman against Florida State. Mm-hmm. The way he competes, the competitiveness, the toughness, the physical play. The only thing he needs to work on, how do we change the PBUs, the pass breakups, into interceptions?
Right.
But I think Al Harris is fantastic at doing that.
Yeah. You mentioned that Florida State game. They've got big guys that you're having to deal with, and he was not given an inch to any one of those guys. So to me, this is one of those things they've done a pretty good job of those day three, the corners that kind of come through and are super competitive, that are tough. Kalen Carson from Wake Forest, I think, is a guy that maybe I would see Mike Zimmer having a little bit of a plan for him, getting him out there, because I think he's going to show up and we're going to see him out here at OTAs, but you're especially, I believe, you're going to see him out there at training camp, and you're going to be like, wow, who is that kid playing over there? because he's got some impressive traits.
That's exciting, dude.
Yeah, he really does.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Terrific job once again. It is time now for Woolchuck to deliver the NFL news of the day. Where are you taking us, Bully?
Let's do a football or ball sack. We got a cut candidate that could fill a Cowboys need. And welcome to Buffalo, Keon Coleman. That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.